We've been discussing the Rosh's admonition to remember Yerushalayim and Tzion, b'shivra and lev, uvedago, v'anachu, v'dima, with a broken heart, with concern, sighing, and tears. Last night we began discussing the great debate in the 19th century between Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer and his rabbinic colleagues about the halachic feasibility of reintroducing on our own the temple service. Rav Kalischer was strongly in favor. Other rabbanim varied between moderate interest to skepticism. Number of issues were raised. Last night we discussed the question of Kohanim, whether we have sufficiently reliable traditions about Kahuna to do the Avodah. Discuss tonight some of the other issues involved. Last night someone mentioned Tumah. We're all Tameh, Tameh Meis, other Tumas. You can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. You certainly can't do the Avodah when you're Tameh. That's true. And the answer, of course, is that we're dealing with the principle of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. There's a halacha that if most of the tzibur, most of the Jewish community is tameh, they can offer karbanos tzibur, not individual karbanos. You can't bring a karban todah, you can't bring a personal chatas, but karbanos tzibur you can bring. So the proposals of reintroducing the avodah had to do with karbanos tzibur. Karbanos tzibur come in two flavors. The standard karban tzibur is things like the karban tamid, the musaf, karbanos that were brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. The other type of carbon tzibur is the carbon pesach. The carbon pesach is actually an individual carbon technically brought individually by individuals and families, but it's called a carbon tzibur also because it's brought together by the whole tzibur and also has the heter of tumah hutra b'tzibur. So the first type of carbon tzibur, tamid and musaf, poses its own problems. Those carbonas have to be purchased by the tzibur, for the tzibur. You have to somehow have a national treasury. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had the Machzah Shekel. They collected every year. We find in the Gemara, Shkolim. So we don't have any such system in place. If you would want to bring that kind of carbon tzibur, you would have to find some solution. You would have to either raise some kind of tax from all of the Jews or have some other way of getting carbon tzibur. That itself, the Achronim debated whether there's some realistic way of doing that. Karban Pesach, you actually avoid that. Karban Pesach is brought by Yechidim. There's no need to have a communal treasury. So Karban Pesach is probably the single most simplest, most cogent argument in favor of bringing because you avoid any question of Karban Tzibur. There's a heter of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. We know Karban Pesach is a tremendously important mitzvah. It's Chai Yechai of Karis if you don't bring it. Not if you're Tameh, but the point is you see it's a very important mitzvah. So Karban Pesach was probably the single case where the strongest argument could be made in terms of Tumah and Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Agav, these questions first arose. The first kind of post-Talmudic discussion of reinstating the temple service occurs in the medieval period. The Kaftar Beferach relates a story about Rabbi Chiel of Paris, one of the Balei Tosfos, who planned to emigrate, did emigrate to Eretz Yisrael, and he has a story there that he expressed a desire to offer karbanos when he got to Eretz Yisrael, and the Kaftar Beferach, Rav Ashtari Aparchi, relate to a discussion he had or someone else had about different problems. He brings up a couple of the main problems, I think Kahuna and the Karban Tzibur question, Tumah. But that was actually the first discussion, didn't really go anywhere back then, and then starts again with Rav Kalischer. So that's Kahuna, the question of Tumah and Tzibur. Another question has to do with the Big Day Kahuna. Very technical objection, but the halacha is to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you need Kohanim, and Kohanim have to wear Big Day Kahuna. The question is, can we make Big Day Kahuna? Why or why not? So a lot of what the Torah says we can probably figure out. We may not know exactly what the things looked like, but a lot of the details, Likuva, we can probably get right. But the Achronim did raise several significant objections to getting halachically valid Big Day Kahuna b'zman hazeh. Rabbi Kveger mentions the problem of Avnei Achoshen. There are 12 stones with interesting sounding names in Parshas Tetzaveh, we don't really know what all of them are. You can read English translations, they'll tell you what they think they are or not. We don't have any real conviction what a number of those stones are. So some people were very puzzled, like, what does Rabbi Kveger mean? The Choshen, the Avnei Choshen, is for the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot doesn't wear a Choshen. It's not one of his four begadim. So, and you don't really need a Kohen Gadol for most of the Avodah. On Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol. For certain very specific things, you need a Kohen Gadol. Normal Avodah doesn't require a Kohen Gadol. So why not keep the simple begadim of the Kohen Hedyot? Keep things simple. So some people suggested that Rabbi Kveger held that because everyone's Tameh, and we're relying on, as we said earlier, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and the Gemara has a tzad, depending on whether Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is Hutra or Hutcha, complicated sugya, you may need Tzitz Meratzeh. The Tzitz, it says, one of the Kohen Gadol's eight begadim, the gold breastplate, was mechaper meratzeh for tuma or tuma hotra b'tzibur, according to at least some opinions. It relied on the tzitz to help take care of the problem of tuma. So the tzitz is only meratzeh ba'odin alav while the kohen gadol is wearing it. So in order to have a tzitz, you have to have a kohen gadol wearing eight begadim, which would mean you have to have the avnei achashin, which would mean you can't have tuma hotra b'tzibur without a kohen gadol. Perhaps that's another one of the objections raised from the avnei achashin. Tomorrow, Bli Neder will continue with some of the final objections, including the question of Tcheles and possibly some of the other problems with bringing Karbanos Bizman HaZeh.